Leather Lips was told by the Indian Council that he was to be executed, and they had a special name for it. And so he dressed up in his best ceremonial robes and chanted his religious chantings and stayed right there. But there happened to be some people nearby that become aware of this, and they watched this from a distance. And on this given day, several canoe loads of Indians came, and I think they dug his grave, and they took him there to his grave and clubbed him with a big, huge club. And he was executed because he was a friend of the white man. So that's where he was, theoretically, to us, murdered by his own people.
About when was this, do you know?
This would have been back at the time of the Greenville Treaty, because the area was still at war with the white man, and because he was a friend of the white man. Just a sidebar, but since he's in this general area.
We have one.
Now there's one more part of Indians. Now these were old Indians. I have an uncle that bought several lots down at the end of Erie Road. Did we cover some of this earlier?
No.
Okay. In building this house, he built a small home in back, and he started on a big home. And he wanted something special. So he carried cobblestones from the riverbed, which was probably at least a couple hundred yards, or if not more, by the hundreds and hundreds. And the home still stands, and the full basement is covered with stones, and the outdoor fireplace, the chimney. And he has one fireplace completely covered with these stones.
So the foundation was all built of these stones as
the
well.
The facing. Mm-hmm. So he needed, being a working man, he heard about a natural gravel pit. There was a family that had lived here for some time on up along Olentangy Boulevard by the name of Bud. All I could think of was mud. Bud. You can see the home. I mean, it's a different style, and it stands out from the homes that have been built since. And here was this natural gravel pit. So Uncle Dick was carrying wheelbarrow loads of gravel down to his place and mixing concrete. So he dug down and dug down. First thing you know, he struck something, and he dug it out, and it was a bone. And he dug more and more, and found that it was a skeleton. And he found, we've all seen in museums, stone axes with a groove around it for a wooden handle. So this was the age of those people that were buried, so they must have been, what is it, Adean? In that group of Adean
Indians.
And there was, I'm not sure, there was two or three Indians buried there. And with them was trinkets, and there was some bones that Uncle Dick recognized of being neck bones, turkey neck bones. And back in the Adean Indian days, they had no facilities for digging a grave. I mean, all they had was sharp stones or a sharp piece of wood that might have been carved down some way. But a natural gravel pit was an ideal place to bury people. Now, Uncle Dick was talking to a neighbor who was having a house built, who happened to work at the university. So based on that knowledge, the university did a dig in this gravel pit. Mm-hmm. So there has to be records of that in the archives at the university. Mm-hmm. But he salvaged an axe head. And when I used to go up there and visit as a little boy, he had a thigh bone on the mantle. And that was half as tall as I was. So I must have been pretty little. But a thigh bone is about yay size.
And what road was the Bud residence on?
18 inches at least.
What Bud road? Residence yeah. would be on
where the gravel pit was.
Olentangy Boulevard, up close to, if not, I would say between Webster Park and Amazon Place on the west side. And it would be distinctive 20th or teens building.
Okay.
Entirely different than all the other structures.
And the gravel pit was on up north of that?
No, no. In between.
In between.
And on the riverside of...
Between the river
I
and
never,
the structure.
It was always just talk. I was never there.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I wish I had.
But that whole area was farms. I think you once mentioned the Fuller Farm.
That's interesting. We have a wonderful, beautiful place now. Called Whetstone Park, place for the Clintonville Women's Club and the library, and what's the other
Park
building next to it?
The Park of Roses.
No.
The Recreation Center.
The Recreation Center. Mm-hmm. That's the one on High Street connected with the library.
Yes.
And the Recreation Center.
And that Bible College. That's our school is right across from the Bliss. It used to be the Bliss.
That was for Brown the house. That was Follison High. When we were young, the Fuller Farm, where there's a church across from just about Blenheim, if not between Blenheim and Northridge. On the west side of High Street that sits back in.
The church?
A church. There's a small church there.
Oh, no, it's the Christian Science.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, there's a church there.
Christian.
Now that was...
Women's Club is behind it.
Yeah, Clintonville Women's Club is behind it. That was where the Fuller's home was. Fuller Farm home. Big red brick, big square building with, you know, a center hall and rooms on each side and just a big place, probably the third, fourth house that was built in that same spot. Mm-hmm. Now, this farm wasn't real active when we were, it was just sort of dormant. And we never knew anything about it. I mean, we'd go up there and play in the ravine, and it was a nice place to go. And a lot of people would take walks up there. And that's when we'd go to Billy Moose, we'd walk up along the river and go up the ravine and underneath the drainage under High Street and up Indian Springs, up to Indianola and go up Indianola.
I have a side question. How did you know Billy Moose lived up there?
Apparently my parents had heard about it and maybe driving around. People, when automobiles first became owned by the masses, people took rides. Mm-hmm. In the evening, they come home and have supper and they go out and take a ride.
Mm-hmm.
Go around the countryside.
And
on the weekend, they go out. It was something new.
Mm-hmm. It's a Sunday outing.
I had an aunt whose father-in-law lived in the north side of Westerville, Ohio. And he would come down to Columbus by horse and buggy. And that was that took hours.
Yeah, sure.
And by the way, he carried a gun with him, which was called a pepper box. If you're interested in guns at all?
Not very much, but why was it called a pepper box?
A pepper box, it had a round curved handle on it, something like a you might see in an old-fashioned pirate movie thing. Instead of having one barrel, now, can you imagine a revolver that has a cylinder on it? which is normally about as long as the bullet, and then one barrel out in front. Mm-hmm. Well, this person had the idea of making one big round barrel as long, maybe 6 inches long, with six holes in it. And when you pulled the trigger, the whole thing revolved. And it was a cap and ball gun. And you loaded it by hand. You put powder in it, put caps on it, and he carried that to town with him. And so my aunt ended up, or her husband ended up with that gun. And when he'd come back to the barn, he'd take it and lay it on the shelf or post or beam and post type construction. And it ended up in my family and ended up with me. And I used to shoot it down at the end of the alley here. And so now my grandson has it. And it was a beautiful thing. They, this gun store just north of Westwood, mm-hmm. on the west side of High, he has them in there.
Oh, yes.
And a pepper box would sell anywhere from $400 to $800.
Yeah.
So it's quite an antique and quite an interesting gun.
Yeah.
Well, I was asking you about this being all farms here because there seems to be a real distinction between the general farm character of this area north of North Broadway and the area south of North Broadway, which seem to have a lot of entertainment mm-hmm. and the grocery store and the drug stores, and it's almost like it's a different world.
Okay, let's, all right. I want to finish up with the Fuller Farm.
Okay.
Now, this was a place and where from Hollenbach Drive,
mm-hmm.
mm-hmm. north to include where the Park of Roses is, and all along the river up to Henderson Road.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
This was all vacant land when I was a boy.
Wow.
And to my knowledge, all of it belonged to the Fuller Farm. Now, that was a long way along the river. I don't know how many hundred acres it would be.
Right.
Maybe only a little over 100. I don't know. But it stayed dormant. But when we'd be up playing, and a lot of times I'd go up there and with my rifle and try to shoot a crow. And there's big, tall trees. I never did hit one.
it's like my
I can tell you something else where I was. I was the marksman. On something, but anyway, compared to my brother and an older person on this bottom land, I'll tell you about that. But well, I'll tell you now. We'd go up along there, and this was a swimming hole too, the old Intangi. And fellows, boys would go up there and strip down and swim in the swimming hole.
Mm-hmm.
And
no swimsuits.
No.
No girls around.
No, it was isolated from everybody. And one time, a neighborhood boy, older than me, maybe 5 years, and my brother and I went up along the river, and we picked up some bottles someplace, you know, young and stupid kids. And north of, what do they call it, the Adean Run now? The one that runs through Fuller Farm?
Adena Brook or something?
Yeah.
Adena Brook.
Ravine, yeah.
Well, of course, to us it was...
Antrim Park? Is that near Antrim?
No, it's right by where the dialysis place is, isn't it, right?
Oh, behind there, where mm-hmm. that ravine goes.
Right. Yeah.
Well, anyway, we call it the Fuller Run.
Okay.
And on the north side, we thought, well, we're going to shoot at these bottles. We're going to shoot a long distance. So we walked and we walked and we walked. We picked up some sticks. I think we had three bottles, bigger than these, and put the sticks in the ground and put the bottle on the end of it. Oh, 100 yards or more.
Mm-hmm.
We started shooting at them.
With guns?
With rifles.
Oh, with 20, rifles.
22 caliber rifles, small uh-huh. bullets. Nothing north of there.
These? Did everyone own these? So was that a fairly common thing?
Yeah, by the time you were 12, I mean, you had a rifle.
Okay.
And I bought my first rifle from the first house here that they were going to tear down on Brighton Road.
Mm-hmm.
Carl Van Horn Jr. And it was a used gun, and I bought it for $2. Of course, you could buy a brand new Remington single-shot bolt-action gun for $4.95 then. Anyway.
They were in the catalogs.
So Paul was shooting, and Jack was shooting, and Bob was shooting. And I'm Bob, right? And I could see where my bullets were hitting the turf. And, well, you know, I figured, well, if I held up a little higher, and then if they were shooting low on the right and way this side of the, all I have to do is aim higher and to the left, mm-hmm. and I had a better chance of hitting it. Well, believe it or not, I busted all three bottles. And these two older boys didn't have enough brains to figure out where in the world they should be shooting. Uh-huh. Anyway, now, Fuller's Farm, when I'd be up there trying to shoot a crow, I'd hear a horse and wagon coming down the lane. Where he was going, I don't know. But I'd hide because I was trespassing. And now, later on, I found out why it was, and why this was never developed during the time when Clintonville was developed, and why all this area was dormant. Mm-hmm. It seems that there was one sister who was in an institution, mm-hmm. and because of the law, or perhaps a deed or a will or whatever it might have been, but actually, as long as she lived, it could not be sold. So when it became available, the city got it for a park.
But she had a property and estate if she ever needed the money to help her go on.
That's possible.
I don't
know. It could be any number of things.
I have no idea. And when you get it third or fourth hand, you don't know. You just hear why. And
there wasn't a living heir to the family, and until her property couldn't be sold.
So, and at that time, then all the building was north of there already. The houses were there, it was all developed.
But still, in the 30s, north of Glenmont was sparsely built. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You go up to, and I don't know the boundaries, but on the east side of High, let's say where there was a theater there, mm-hmm. and then a CVS thing. Starting there, from there to about Garden, or maybe even Wetmore, or Weisheimer, maybe that far. Mm-hmm. From there to Indianola, and from Indian Springs, the drive through there, from there and over to Indianola was a golf course. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Now down at High Street, there was a food market. I mean, sort of like a built-up thing, you know, that started out selling vegetables and got larger and larger and larger.
Sort of like North Market.
But there was nothing north of Clintonville.
What made the city buy that? Who was behind turning that into a park, and why it was called Whetstone?
Well, Whetstone was a name for the Olentangy River for at one period of time.
The Whetstone River.
And I don't know what was the original. Olentangy sounds more like the original name, but I've heard that Whetstone was the original name for the Olentangy.
The original white man's name.
Indian name.
Oh, Whetstone was?
I'm not sure of this, but it was named, it had both names at different times.
Oh, okay.
I think Olentangy sounds more Indian than Whetstone, but that's where it got the name from, because it did bear that name. A couple offshoots back on Indianville. We had a family on West North Broadway. Lived there a long time, even before the O'Havers moved in. His name was Skeen. And there were grocery store is on the corner of Broadway and High on the northwest and southwest corners. On the northwest, it was a bigger store with living quarters upstairs. Now, this was the closest place that any place north of here, except Worthington, could get any food. So Indian Bill would come down here. And apparently Mr. Skeen would have met him in the store. So one time, one Sunday noon, I went out after dinner and looked up the street. And there was Indian Bill, or Billy Moose, at Skeen's front yard. Apparently been invited there for dinner. And he was leaving, had a blanket on, carrying his big gun. And oh, by the way, at his funeral, he's buried with his Civil War musket.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So he served in the Civil War?
Oh, no.
You don't think he just had one?
No, he just had a gun.
How old was he?
Probably no one knew. Mm-hmm. Probably no one knew. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
So, as I asked before, this was all farmland. We have the park that's set aside later because it was the Fuller Farm. What was it about this area south of North Broadway that made it so distinct in terms of, you know, how different its character was from what was happening north of it?
Clintonville was a group of stores that started on what basis? Well, probably started on the basis of East North Broadway when it was built. And as I might have mentioned earlier, it was a railroad stop coming from downtown.
Okay.
And from the university north was country.
Okay.
And that might be the reason. But there was a small village in Clintonville. They had a post office,
mm-hmm.
and a group of stores.
Where was the post office at that time?
Up around Orchard Lane and High, I've heard, mm-hmm. but I'm not sure.
Okay.
But so a person that I happened to see a viewing of pictures. He had a type of camera that would show on a wall a picture on a newspaper. It has a special name.
Oh, projection?
Uh-huh.
What do you call it? Opaque projector?
I don't know. I ended up with one years later and gave it to a friend of mine. But he was a Hollenbeck.
Oh, okay.
And he gave a talk up at the church right across from the Clinton School.
Mm-hmm.
And it was interesting. And I don't know, he was older than I was then, so perhaps he's not around.
Mm-hmm.
But whoever has that information, I know one thing, and this was south of probably maybe Coma or something. But there was a fence right along High Street, and there was cows in that field.
Wow. But clearly, at some point, the area south of North Broadway developed into a site for entertainment for the streetcars to bring people, or
okay,
what was going on there?
Just a minute here. Don't want this to get warm.
I know, we are not even giving them a chance to
take a breath.
Take a sip.
No, okay.
Yeah, okay.
By the way, when we get off that, I'll tell you something about letting one of those things run down. I used to have, when I was in the service, I was an NCO.
Oh, right.
And the recruits would buy me beer. Say, Sergeant, would you drink a beer for us? Sort of timid. And I don't know how in the world. I had never drank beer in my life until just a few months before, but there was some way I could hold my throat. And I didn't swallow, it just run down. I think that's what you call guzzling. I don't know.
Yeah. That is, yeah.
And they thought that was something else.
Yeah, it was interesting, even to me. The Olentangy Amusement Park was built because it was the end of the streetcar lines, and people didn't use the streetcar lines to go to work on Saturday and Sunday. They might go downtown to market, and so Bright, some people figured out, how are we going to put these streetcars to use on the weekend? So they built the amusement park at the end of the line, so everybody would go out there and use the streetcars on Saturday and Sunday.
So that must have contributed greatly to the development of that area.
Yeah. And really, long before Clintonville grew up, North Columbus was the hub. It had a bridge to the country west of the river. And
at Hudson Street?
Hudson and on up to Doddridge Street. There's a tall building there at Doddridge Street.
Mm-hmm.
And just south of Hudson on the west side of High Street, there was a building at least 4 stories high. Mm-hmm. On the corner of the alley, maybe you remember when there was a post office on the first floor,
mm-hmm.
that building. And that was,
there was a
Piccadilly Theater
on
the first floor of that building.
So, more entertainment.
So here was department stores that sold furniture and clothing and things like that, and they come from far and wide, and that was generally called North Columbus.
Mm-hmm. The Hudson and Street area was North Columbus.
Mm-hmm. On up down, okay. up to Doddridge Street.
Okay.
What is now part of Clintonville?
Because we had Doddridge Street with a large building there, and I ended up carrying papers to the Strait sisters that inherited and owned that building. They lived on Follis Road about 61, and in fact it was 61. And so anyway, that was people would come, farmers come from far
to shop there,
and that was they had back in the saloon days.
Mm.
And then when did the streetcar line extend up to North Broadway?
I'm not sure, but it probably would have been in the 20s when there was the big expansion of everything.
Mm-hmm.
And it came to Oakland Park. Then in the 30s, it went up to Blenheim Road. That was the end of it.
Mm-hmm.
And then that was the death of the streetcars. I mean, from then on, they went to trolley buses.
Mm-hmm.
And then they had a turnaround between Blenheim and Glenmont on the west side of High.
Which is still there.
Mm-hmm.
And I was talking to you about the street fair on High Street, where they filled in the streetcar tracks.
Mm-hmm.
There was a interurban trolley car that run from Columbus, Delaware, and Marion. It came up North 4th Street, cut over on Hudson a short way, went north and come over and down Doddridge, come down yes, East Doddridge.
Doddridge or Arcadia?
Arcadia. I didn't think that sounded right. I'm thank you.
You had mentioned earlier Arcadia.
And it came north, and it had the wide rails,
mm-hmm.
and it went on up High Street. Now, they changed that in the 30s, and it went up east of Indianola,
mm-hmm.
and through the, I believe it's the deaf grounds,
mm-hmm. yes.
On along the railroad track in there. And in fact, it wasn't too long ago, there was still a small station standing out there in the field north of Morris Road that you could see.
Mm-hmm.
And so they got that traffic off of High Street.
Mm-hmm.
And so
when was Clintonville named Clintonville? Has it always been? Clintonville when you were a child?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
was the Clintonville post office then.
I don't know if I've ever heard why, on what basis. Okay. Could have been a person. Mm-hmm. Chances are it was a person by the name of Clinton.
Right.
Yeah, even as you were a child, this was known as Clintonville.
Yes, ma'am.